of it. It's called mathematics.
The girl smiled at him. You don't believe me, do you? Said Rincewind flatly. You're just like him. What do you think this is? Homeopathic warfare? The smaller your side, the more likely you are to win? Well, it's not like that. I wish it was like that, but it isn't. Nothing is. There are no amazing strokes of luck, no magic solutions, and the good people don't win because they're small and plucky. He waved his hand irritably at something.
You always survived, said Twoflower. We had amazing adventures, and you always survived.
That was just coincidence.
You kept on surviving. And you got us safely out of prison, said Lotus Blossom.
There were just a lot of coincidence.
Will you go away?
A butterfly skittered away from his flailing hand.
Damn things, he mumbled, and added,
Well, that's it. I'm off. I can't watch. I've got things to do. Besides, afterwards, I think nasty people are going to be looking for me. And then he realized there were tears in Lotus Blossom's eyes.
We thought you would do something, she said.
Me? I can't do anything, especially not magic. I'm famous for it. Don't go around believing that great wizards solve all your problems, because there aren't any, and they don't, and I should know because I'm not one. He backed away. This is always happening to me. I'm just minding my own business, and everything goes wrong, and suddenly everyone's relying on me and saying, Oh, Rincewind, what are you going to do about it? Well, what Mrs. Rincewind's little boy, if she was a Mrs. Rincewind, of course, what he's going to do about it is nothing, right? You have to sort it all out yourselves. No mysterious magical armies are going to... Will you stop looking at me like that? I don't see why it's my fault. I've got other things to do. It's not my business. And then he turned and ran. The crowds didn't take much notice of him. The streets were deserted by Hung Hung standards, which means you could quite often see the cobbles. Rincewind pushed and shoved his way along the alleys nearest the wall, looking for another gateway with guards too busy to ask questions. There were footsteps behind him.
Look, he said, spinning round. I told you, you can all...
It was the luggage. It contrived to look a little ashamed of itself.
Oh, turned up at last, have we? Said Rincewind savagely. What happened to the following master everywhere thing?
The luggage shuffled its feet. From out of an alleyway came a slightly larger and far more ornate version of itself. Its lid was inset with decorative wood, and it seemed to Rincewind its feet were rather more dainty than the horny-nailed, calloused ones of the luggage. Besides, the toenails had been painted.
Oh, he said. Well, good grief. Fair enough, I suppose.
Really?
I mean, yes. Well, come on then.
He reached the end of the alley and turned round. The luggage was gently bumping the larger chest, urging it to follow him. Rincewind's own sexual experiences were not excessive, although he had seen diagrams. He hadn't the faintest idea about how it applied to travel accessories. Did they say things like, what a chest, or get a load of the hinges on that one? If it came to that, he had no real reason for considering that the luggage was male. Admittedly, it had a homicidal nature, but so had a lot of the women that Rincewind had met, and they'd often become a little more homicidal as a result of meeting him. Capacity for violence, Rincewind had heard, was unisexual. He wasn't sure what unisex was, but he expected that it was what he normally experienced. There was a small gate ahead. It seemed to be unguarded. Despite his fear, he walked through it and refrained from running. Authority always noticed a running man. The time to start running was around the E in Hey You. No one paid him any attention. The attention of the people along the wall was on the armies.
Look at them, he said bitterly to the generality of the universe. Stupid.
If it was 7 against 70, everyone'd know who'd lose. Just because it's 7 against 700,000, everyone's not so sure. As though suddenly numbers don't mean anything anymore.
Why should I do anything? It's not as if I even know the guy that well.
Admittedly, he saved my life a couple of times, but that's no reason to die horribly just because he can't count. So you can stop looking at me like that. The luggage backed away a little. The other luggage. Rincewind supposed it just looked female. Women had bigger luggage than men, didn't they? Because of the, he moved into unknown territory, extra frills and stuff. It was just one of those things, like the fact that they had smaller handkerchiefs than men, even though their noses were generally the same size. The luggage had always been the luggage. Rincewind wasn't mentally prepared for there to be more than one.